We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively not in the studio. There's rock and roll going on, dance music going on. There's about 35 people in the pool back here. We're at the Y in Randallstown. Why? Because I needed to wear long pants in a humid pool with all my equipment out here today. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's provided by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have these Back to the Future scratch-offs I'm giving away. I'm logo-less on our thing here. I've lost complete control. John Hoey was out here. I'm going to get Tawanda and Elijah out of here once they get all these people out of the pool. I have all these scratch-offs. I got to wait for people to towel off, dry off, and get off, get out of the pool so I can move this thing out to them and make sure we get some winners out here. But I'm never a loser when the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, you know, anybody can go into Costas and do the show or go up to the new Costas and do the show or go into Coco's. We're going to Reader's out in Owings Mills next week. But there are some great places that provide crab cakes in the area. Some are food trucks. Some are storefrontages. Some are sub shops in East Baltimore, for crying out loud. My guy Jerry here from Clean Cuisine has become a frenemy of mine for a long time, and I don't see him nearly as much as I used to in Owings Mills. You are the one that has lost business over Chad Steele taking my press credential because I don't come into your place anymore and hound you on Wednesdays. And you did bring my all-time favorite thing, dessert-wise. It really isn't a dessert because it's kind of a power morning bar.
The banana chocolate chip protein muffin.
And, you know, I'm just blessed to have met you, and I met you at one of these crazy civic events I do. Karen Sagal had me out for Beth Rheingold and Baltimore County Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. At that point, it was the Pikesville Owings Mills Chamber of Commerce.
And it was Jessica Normington, I think.
It was Jessica Normington, yeah. Who's my friend now that I've had her on the show talking about the Maryland School for the Blind.
We're sponsoring the golf tournament, actually, that she's doing coming up in a few months.
You know, just unbelievable services they provide for blind folks. So yes. I get out doing all these do-good things and have county councilmen on. I had Barry Williams on, who Parks and Recs, and we're talking about the Y and John Hoey and people in the pool and whatnot. But you and I met at like a do-gooder civic event for the Chamber of Commerce. It was a fundraiser for the community, mm-hmm. bringing business and the community together. We met at Suburban.
The Taste of the Town.
Taste of the Town. And I went in, and I was one of the celebrity food judges that Karen Sagal set me up. And the real deal is that I have to eat everything in the room or I don't feel like I did my job. And sometimes it leads to some indigestion. Sometimes I have to eat liver pate, which I don't like liver pate. I don't know about you, but no. Some things I don't want to eat. I don't like smoked stuff. I went through that. My friends at Fadley's brought me smoked catfish. And I mean, I ate it. It was fine, but it's not my thing, right?
Nope.
I mean, I eat a lot of things, but I don't eat raccoon. You know, there's things I'm not going to eat, right? So you're there, and you took one look at me. Do you want to say what you said, or you want to sanitize the first three words you said to me?
Said you're a nasty nester.
No, you said
you're right. With a bleep.
You George Carlin did a little bit.
Right.
I have this guy, this bald head and this wide frame, staring down at me in this chef outfit with his pretty wife, and he's like, "You're nasty effing nester." And that such is the beginning of a beautiful relationship with Clean Cuisine. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Nester. Who the hell are you?" And then you said, "I'm Jerry." And I'm like, "What? Tell me about your place." And you're like, "I'm like." Is that right next to Steve's Deli? Is that in the plaza there at Crondall or by the MPT, which needs your funding, by the way, you and Rhea Fiken?
A lot of places have come and gone in that place. We've been there pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. We actually quadrupled our business during the pandemic. We've done very well.
Well, you really have become someone that was bringing – you were Grubhub but one place delivering food to people. Like, that's been – and providing meals to people.
Correct.
You were set up for COVID.
Yes.
Like, literally, you were in the right place at the right time.
We locked our doors for a year, and we took credit cards, and we kept cards on file. People would text in orders. They would call in orders. We would take them out to their trunk. We'd deliver them to their house.
What is Clean Cuisine? What kind of food? You're catering, but not really?
Well, no, we do a lot of catering. We do lots of catering.
But I don't want to call you a catering company.
Well, no, we do everything. Anything food, we just do it better. And I say better, it's better ingredients. You can't go to, and I don't want to down any place, but if you go into any restaurant, you walk into their kitchen, you're going to see soybean oil. You're going to see seed oils. You're going to see things like that. That stuff causes havoc on your immune system. when you wake up in the morning and you say, man, my back hurts, my knees hurt, that's what you're putting in your body. And that's what we don't put in our food. We use avocado oil, we use coconut oil, we use olive oil, that's it. So like in any of the food, from dressings to mayonnaises to what's in our crab cake. So we do normal, regular food. We just use much better ingredients. Now, we're very small. We have very low overhead. We're only 1,000 square feet.
Everything's homemade. When I say homemade,
right.
I mean
and
like
it,
made
it
right
allows
there.
Us to keep our margins tighter and give a better product. Are we the cheapest person in town? No, but honestly, like I'll put our crab cake up against anyone's.
Well, this is where I started with the crab cake tour.
For the cost that it is.
You were on it, man.
We only use fresh jumbo lump crab meat. We never use any other meat in our, never pasteurized crab meat, never frozen crab meat. It's always jumbo lump. We don't mix in back fin. People don't realize in Maryland there's a difference between jumbo lump and lump. People, you see a crab cake and they're like, oh, it's all lump. Well, lump is actually the back fin crab meat. That's from the small little claws. There's only two pieces of jumbo lump on every crab, which is that end claw, the very, very end claw. Not the pincher claw, all the way on the other side. There's one piece of jumbo lump, and that's what we use
it's
in all
the crab. It's a big thing that falls out when you're in Costas. Boom. Right. That's it.
Right. So, again, that's what Clean Cuisine is. We just do normal food from brisket to chicken salad, shrimp salad, crab cakes, lasagnas, things like that. One of the things that we won an award for, because you pushed it through, was the butternut squash.
I didn't push it through. No. You're making it sound. By the way, you brought it hot. Thank you.
Yes.
My wife it will be very pleased with you. So I meet you that night, and you're doing this. Tell everybody what it's called, because butternut squash, is that what it's called?
It's a butternut squash lasagna. It's made.
I call it a squash lasagna.
It's,
okay,
it's made with ground turkey. It's layers of thin butternut squash noodles, which instead of a regular noodle, which has flour.
Long
gluten.
Noodles,
right.
But not made of noodles. It's made of squash. It feels like a
butternut
noodle.
Squash, correct. And that's the first thing that my wife ever made for
but
me.
But it's turkey.
Yes, it's ground turkey. We right. grind our own meat. So it's the very first thing before we were even in business. My wife did a healthy cooking class. She wasn't my wife then, but she was a friend of mine. Our daughters dance on the same dance team. She made this at a healthy cooking class. I went to it. I had it, and I was like, wow. I went to her the
you
next.
You married her because of this dish? Basically? Really?
Maybe. I don't
Aaron,
know.
Aaron, I did not know that. Learning about your marriage.
So I went to her a couple days later, and I was like, you know, people would pay for stuff like that. And my food background, her fitness and nutrition background, we kind of combined the
What's
two together.
What's your food background?
I grew up in the industry. My family, my mother, the original gourmet shop in Pikesville, which the Pressmans used to own, my mother ran that place. I remember being 12, 13 years old, rolling matzo balls, which I hated, or rolling Nova for the
so
Jewish
you've been
holidays.
Cooking food since you were born.
I've just been in it since I can remember. My mother used to have a deli down in Remington. Used to be called the Corner Deli. We lived above upstairs, and my mother and father operated a sub shop.
And there's always
you know,
a catering component to that.
Well, yeah. So
delivering food, delivering large trays.
But we do high-end catering as well. We do weddings. We do parties. Like, we do stuff for a lot of the people in the Atmans, the Stolers, the Ravens players and coaches, we do all that stuff. So we just finished the Jonathan Ogden tournament. We sponsored that with
Why
Wendy.
Why do we
Wendy
call
Her.
You a caterer? Because when I know when I saw
Probably
Wendy,
say about like 30% of our business.
But
is
I don't. I think if there's a place I can go and get food, when I think of a
right.
caterer, I have to like hire you to do a banquet. No. You can go over and pick this stuff up and have it for dinner tonight.
Correct.
You can call over, have it delivered if you're in the area, and you know you can order ahead and let you know and say I want to try your crab cakes. I have had your crab cakes one time. I had you at the Curio about 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had Gina Shock at the Timonium location. I want to thank Curio for putting us out on the road. They're now in Pikesville, closer to you. But I wanted to bring you out to the Y today and your food and this award winning. By the way, the squash lasagna, I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat for my 27th anniversary. So this is a little plug. It begins on August the 3rd, and it's going to run. There's 27 extra days in August after the 3rd, right? 3rd is our anniversary, so I'm doing 27 different things. There's a rumor that Clean Cuisine could be somewhere in the top 27 for this dish. And I'm telling you, and this dish is unbelievable, but my wife, before I left this morning, she said, you better text Jerry and tell him to bring those protein banana chocolate things because you know you want them. And so you brought me four of them. This is, what's today? Today's Tuesday. This is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. My wife will get a bite of each one every day.
And you didn't even text me about those. I brought those anyway.
As long as she wakes up early enough. I love your place, man, and you're in the other end of the world, and I'm not up Owings Mills Boulevard, although I was with Brian Granick at Visionary Eye 2 weeks ago, get my glasses fixed up. But you're right by the Stevenson campus, right by the old, what used to be the Ravens training facility, quite frankly. Yeah. And I know you as this place I can pop in and get this and that. So that's why I'm going to be disrespectful about the catering. I'm just saying people can stop by and get
your
food.
You can walk in at any time from 9:30 to 6:30 and pick up food for between 2 and 10 people
to take
home.
You won't find these after 1 o'clock, though, because they're gone. You don't make enough of them.
Usually we sell out.
You don't make enough.
We've been making about 4 or 5 dozen a day.
How did I know you didn't make enough of these, right?
No, you're right.
Because some days I come in after practice, and I'd be screwed unless I called you ahead of time and told you to put a couple aside.
That's correct.
Because how many Wednesdays did you – by the way, Chad Steele said I never covered the team. That's bullshit, and he would be the one to you saw me in your store.
Yeah.
I call you every Wednesday. I would say, save me two, save me three. How many you want today? You want your squash cold? You want it hot today?
Yep.
And you always took care of me.
Yep, that's it.
Well, you're taking care of me today, and I'm taking care of you. You're taking care of kids, so let's do your charity turn,
you
good guy, Jerry.
You mentioned August 3rd is your anniversary. Is
correct.
That
it's my maternal mother, Connie, who's not my mother that most people know, was born on August 3rd. My kitty cat, Nala, was born on August 3rd. We got her at Baltimore Humane Society, right here, Nicodemus Road, by your business.
This,
I'm sure you delivered there.
This is a perfect segue because August 3rd.
I'm going to hold this up for Justin Burke. Go ahead. You talk, and I'll hold this
August
up.
August 3rd.
You brought me props, dude. Are these right out of the store?
Yes.
Let me make sure I get the whole thing in here. You talk about this. Go ahead.
So
what is this?
This is actually the Maryland Trek with Justin Burke. We cover 329 miles over 7 days, starting in Deep Creek, going through Cumberland, Hancock, Frederick, Sykesville, Elkridge, Kent Island.
I've been to Hancock. You ever been to Hancock?
I have not.
Oh, you don't know about the diner there. There's a big diner. Buddy Lou's.
We're probably gonna go right past
you. No, you're going to stop at Buddy Lou's because they got a bookstore in the basement, and they got food there. You want to go to Buddy Lou's at Hancock. Trust me, I want to tell you that, too.
And we finish in Ocean City, Maryland. We actually, the final day,
now I know why you're in a hurry, because you're trying to get to the beach.
Yeah, the final day, we do 47 miles biking, and then 2 miles. The final 2 miles is over the bridge into the water. So, again,
this is biking. This is not motorcycle.
No, it's hiking and biking each day. Day one is 27 miles hiking, 15 miles biking. And
this starts at Wisp?
Starts at Wisp Mountain, and then we finish in Ocean City over 7 days, August 3rd to August 9th. So,
you ever been to Swallow Falls? I have.
Yeah, it's gorgeous,
man.
Gorgeous.
Well, this is the crab cake tour. I've had a crab cake in all of these places. You tell Burke that. Burke, I'm looking for you, by the way. I'm blaming you. Now that, you know, that Bob Turk is retired and Marty Bass, I'm leaving him alone. I'm blaming you for every snowstorm. I'm blaming you when it's 100 degrees next week. So, Justin, you're always, you know, you're predictive of how many inches and all this stuff. I'm blaming you for the weather. All the bad weather, it's Justin Burke's fault. There it is right there. Is that good?
So, it's perfect. And we actually honor a different child each day.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. I didn't see this.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold this up first.
So,
this is for childhood cancer. Tell everybody about this.
Yeah. So, each day we honor a different child, day 1 through day 7. And actually, if you see the girls down in the corner, those girls have since passed, and it's kind of in memory of them.
Wow.
And each year, it's a different different child or different children for all different 7 days. So
now we're still with these seven, right?
Yes. And and again, we're Clean Cuisine is actually sponsoring day two of the event.
All right, it's the Maryland Trek, August 3rd to the 9th. Across the state, 329 miles, 7 days with Justin Burke.
For Justin Power Kids.
Justin Power Kids, and cancer can suck it. I'll yell that out loud, believe me, on behalf of my wife. You can find all the information out on Justin's Facebook. You can find it at a Clean Cuisine. You can find it at Baltimore Positive. I'll make sure that I'm sharing this. This is the beginning of my 27 favorite things to eat. So I'm going to be doing some stuff in Salisbury. I'm actually broadcasting the following week. We're going to be at Mako down in Ocean City. So I'm going to be at the beach. And I know that weekend is also Marlin.
Yes,
Marlin's going
on that week,
too.
Correct.
All right, so the Maryland Trek with Justin Burke, our friends at Clean Cuisine, my dude Jerry Schlichting's here. His wife is obviously running the joint. Aaron running the joint right now? She's back?
I have to get you
out of here. Eat your crab cakes and all that. I'm going to share your crab cakes with Tawanda and Elijah because they're
out here running the Y. No worries.
They're not getting any of that squash. They can get their own. And they're not getting – what do you call these things, the protein bars?
Banana chocolate chip protein muffins.
Banana
chocolate chip
protein muffin.
Yep.
If I asked for a special order, would you put some like walnuts in that or something like that
in
there for
me? Sure, absolutely. I have to okay with Erin. She's the one that makes them.
What else do you make like this?
We do a strawberry. We do a strawberry one with protein. We do a blueberry. We do the power balls.
You do a blueberry?
Yeah.
Wild Maine or regular?
There's organic blueberry.
I like blueberries. Yeah. They're good for me. Yeah, I have blueberries good. Every morning. Yeah. That's how. Well, I mean, I know you're about health and oils and all that. I mean, I look younger and sexier than the last time you saw me, 100%, right?
100%.
I'm trying. I'm hanging out at the Y. That's I'm it. Hanging out at Planet Fitness.
That's it.
I've been on a yoga mat. I'm trying to eat right. Did you broil these crab cakes or fry them? How are we doing these
today? We never fry them.
Well, you got something against you got.
No, listen. I love a fried crab cake.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Listen, honestly, like that's a big debate. Like fried or broiled.
Crab cakes.
I mean that's a big debate. Like fried
every
or broiled.
Day, every
and
day.
Honestly, like I think I would much rather have a fried crab cake. You know,
but
I think
you're clean, Cousy.
Well, but right. I mean, I like now we do have a fryer in our place because we do some catering that we do wings and things. But like we just have a much better oil in our fryer than anyone else does. It's a much more expensive oil. But again, we don't fry our crab cakes because we make so many of them. Like literally, we make you know 30 or 40 of them every couple hours. So again, to be putting that stuff in a fryer all the time, and also it actually looks nicer. Taste wise, I think a fried crab cake tastes better. Me personally. I mean,
I'm leaving the plastic on this because I'm going to share this with some folks out here at the Y. But, well, hey, how can we be supportive with Justin Burke? Are you looking for riders? You looking for sponsors?
So people can come out. They're still looking for riders. So we have enough riders for all 7 days. But if you want to come out and actually any day, any given day, you can still sign up to do the individual days. Like each individual day is between 27 miles hiking, 15 miles biking. Like day four is all through Frederick, I think is all 55 miles is biking. But honestly, what we're looking for is money. Part of what
Don't
they do.
Don't skip Frederick. Frederick's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying like we're riding through Frederick, I think day four. That's all biking that day. But a big way to support, honestly, because what people don't realize, other than insurance companies and things, like people, these children and families come into the hospitals for treatment. And for instance, they have to stay for 10 days for treatment. And the parking pass is at $35 a day. So at the end of the stay, the hospital gives them a $350 bill for parking that isn't covered for insurance because it's a third-party vendor. And like those are some of the things that Just Empower Kids will pay.
It was $12 a day in 2014 and 15. I went twice a day every day.
Right.
My wife spent 155 nights in the hospital battling cancer.
Right.
There are no weekend stays for cancer.
Right. So like, so just like that, I mean, like
there's no cheap cancer either.
Correct. And these families, we kind of hooked up with them. He came to me and he said, hey, listen, we're looking for food for the families because we want to provide food for the families while they're in the hospital because they have Subway and fast food and cafeteria
food. I had Popeyes.
Food. Right.
I was at the corner of, my wife was at Hopkins,
right.
Main Hopkins. There was a Popeyes across
right.
the street. That's
so
my option.
We actually provide and deliver food to the families while they're there staying.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. While they're there staying, we deliver healthy, cleaner food for them. And Justin Burke provides gift cards for the families to call us and order the food, and we deliver it to them so they get healthier food while they're in recovery, while they're in treatment, things like that. Justin Burke, they pay for all of that stuff as well as deliveries, in addition to bills for the family that insurance doesn't pay. So that's what this money that he raises. He takes zero money out of the charity. He has one paid employee, who her name is Bethany, who she would actually love to be on. Her daughter was one of the kids that was honored. Had cancer, had a bone. Actually, she had, I think, femoral. She had a bone cancer. She had a titanium bone replaced in her leg. She doesn't have cancer anymore, but she still has bills and treatment and things like that. She's actually now the director. She's the first paid employee, and she just got the job with Just Empower Kids.
Well, I'm gonna let them come on and talk.
Oh, no,
about
no,
it.
Yeah, they.
You're gonna
said,
find it's hard to believe.
They would love that.
I know you think all
on.
Of us. Well, I'm a. Washed. I'm not really a media guy anymore. Ask the Ravens. If I was a real media guy, I'd be eating these every Wednesday, especially
right,
in season.
Right, right.
He'd be eating two of them every Wednesday. But we don't. I don't think I've ever met Justin Burke. So I'm looking
really,
forward to this.
Really nice guy. Really nice guy.
Well,
really
and
nice,
revered
genuine guy.
Weatherman. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Along my timeline, everybody trusts Justin.
Yeah, he has Burke, a huge. He has like 400,000 followers on social media.
Well, then good. Let's get all 400,000 of y'all to go do something nice for these kids. How about that?
But yeah, it's great. So you can go on the website. You can also go to Clean Cuisine's website. You can follow me. We have links on there how you can donate, how you can sponsor any one rider. It's in the tournament. Myself, Justin, any of the kids. It doesn't matter. All the money
you're
goes
doing
to
this.
The kids.
329.
You know what? I'm a little so. I hired a coach about last June. I kind of got a lot healthier, lost a lot of weight, added some muscle. And this is one of the things that I wanted to do to try and challenge myself, switch up my training a little bit.
Do you think you can do it?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely
going to
do it.
Oh, you're going to be able to do it.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. There's no way I'm not doing it. And again, you think of kind of like why you're you think of why you're doing it. And there's no way that you're stopping. There's a gentleman that's on the trek who lost his daughter 6 years ago to cancer, and he's done the trek every year. She was honored several years ago.
Spent 30 miles a day on a bike? A little more than that?
Well,
not 40 miles a
day.
Well, like
on the bike, so the longest bike ride is 55 miles one day, and then the shortest bike ride, I think this is the first day, which is after hiking 27 miles, is like a 15-mile bike ride. So that's like the smallest bike ride any given day. The biking is...
I did 19.3 miles in Manhattan last Thursday walking. Yeah. It was the most I think I've ever walked. I mean, that I know of, right. that I've walked. 20 miles of walking in one day.
That's a lot.
And that's, you know, I my knee was a little... I had a knee surgery, but knee was a little tender the day after. But, like, once you get in shape, I feel like I could do it again tomorrow, no problem. I feel like I could do it every day once you start to build up that sort of endurance.
Yeah, and then, you know...
get a little older,
I'm learning about the nutrition now, about, like, carbohydrates per hour. You know, pickle shots is a thing where you're taking pickle shots to keep you from...
I ain't drinking no pickle
shots. Me neither, but it's supposed to help from cramping. So it's like, it's going to be August.
Get
it's going to be hot.
Get some electrolytes, man. Come on.
I'm going to have lots
get
of those.
Get some coconut
for sure.
Water in you, man.
Absolutely.
Put that coconut oil down. They're doing fresh, healthy things. He's Clean Cuisine. Jerry Schlichting is here. He's doing this for Justin Burke. It is the Maryland Trek with Justin Burke. It is August 3rd through the 9th. I'm reading right off of here. You can learn more, and the hashtag is MDTrek, TREK12, MDTrek. 12, and we'll get Justin Burke out to have a crab cake. I don't want to say it won't be as good as your crab cake, but, you know, I know you're high on your crab cake. Whose recipe? Your mom's?
No, it's just something that I created over the years.
You want to say anything about it? Is it inspired by anything? Or is
No, I mean, I'll put it up. I mean, again, like, I mean, they're gluten-free. There's no breading in them. You know, there's lots of places. Again, breading, there's nothing wrong with breading. But, like, you know, sometimes people put too much breading, but we just choose to do a cleaner one without breading. Actually, we use a little bit of almond cracker, which we pulverize down into, like, a very thin powder, which you can barely tell is in there.
Almond cracker?
It's an almond cracker, yeah. So you wouldn't know that it's in there. And it's
I eat a lot of crab cakes. I would say something weird's in there. I just wouldn't know what it is.
No, you wouldn't know that anything's weird in there.
Well, I've had a lot of stuff in crab cakes, bro. I told you this, right? I told you the story last time about the people that made the crab cake like a chicken salad. I know I told you that story.
I'm not sure.
On the tour. Somebody gave me a crab cake. It was in Potomac. Okay, so they don't know what they're doing down there. You know, they're Redskin fans. But they made me a crab cake that was like... It had celery in it, dude. It was like chicken salad.
Oh, no, that's...
No. That's what I'm saying. No.
Celery, peppers,
all that weird shit. No. We don't do that at Clean Cuisine.
This is jumbo lump crab meat.
And don't forget to get the...
banana chocolate chip protein muffins.
I just want to make sure I can get all that in. And don't forget, the lasagna squash might bring you back onto the program in August before it's all over at some point there. Am I going to offend you if it's only number 23 on the 27 list? You won't be offended?
I don't care. Whatever it is. Listen. Our food speaks for itself. I mean, we have our business quadrupled during the pandemic. We put out good food. There's not a lot of places that can say that.
And I love your confidence, if nothing else.
Well, and again, like, listen, it's fresh, clean, and it's simple food. Like, people sometimes they call me a chef, and I kind of get weirded out by that. I don't consider myself a chef. We do really good food. It's simple stuff, simple ingredients, just done really, really well. I mean, that's all. Good execution.
Every time I'm in your joint, I see all the salads there, and I want all of them. I get some red peppers and some of this and some couscous and some who's and some, you know, quinoa. And, you know, right. I mean, you got all that going on in there, right?
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything.
All right. Stop by and see them. Check them out online. Clean Cuisine came in and rescued me today because they said, you can't go to the Y and do your show without a crab cake. It's the crab cake tour. Well, of course it is. It's brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Back to the future. I got friends in places. I mean, they think I got enemies everywhere, but I got friends in Owings Mills. We're here in Randallstown. It is the Y Swim Center. First time here?
Yes.
It's humid up in here.
It's a little moist.
It's a little
warm in here.
It's a little moist in here.
Yes.
But I'm about to get to Wanda, who runs the joint. She's a Steeler fan. She almost didn't make it on the program. I mean, I figured I'm going to have one of you on this.
She might not know what a crab cake is.
It's the only one I'm going to have on. I got Elijah coming on. We're out here at the Y at the Swim Club. My thanks to everybody at the Y for making it happen. Back for more. We're in Randallstown. Stay with us. We're toweling off and eating crab cakes.